When the family were outside the cottage, he would watch them for an hour or more, embellishing what he saw with what he imagined. And at night, when the glow of the hearth flickered from behind the curtains, James imagined what they were doing to pass the evening. Reading stories, or playing games, falling asleep in each other's arms. He imagined himself in there too, smiling and laughing as they played I Spy for the umpteenth time. But that would never happen. The Waltons would never see him, never meet him. He was best on his own. The loneliest place in the world is in your own mind. His therapist had told him that, and he could never forget it. He could be surrounded by 100 interested souls, and the isolation would overwhelm him. He didn't exactly like the thought that the collapse of society and death of 95% of the population had been a gift to him, but it was true. It had meant that he could leave the army, break from the shackles of his parents, and go his own way. Keep himself to himself. No relationships, no pain. Things were manageable. Good, even, the way they were. He jogged up to the front door of the cottage, the gravel crunching as he went, and hung 2 dead rabbits over the handle. Curiosity forced him to peer inside for a moment, but he instantly felt guilty at his impertinence and retreated back the way he came, across the gravel, up the slope, and into the security of the woods. His rifle was where he'd left it, tucked between 2 branches of the tree that was his regular observation post. His rucksack was hanging there too, the rabbit that he would later stew for himself inside, wrapped in a carrier bag. He pulled a canteen of water from the rucksack and took a generous gulp before retrieving the rifle and making himself comfortable. He took a position behind his tree and brought the telescopic sights of the rifle towards his eye. All he had to do now was wait.